All right, so I'm here, Danielle McCartan for the Jet Press, here with Giant Otis Anderson. I got to read some of these accolades. Running back for the Giants, two-time Super Bowl world champion, Super Bowl MVP, two-time Pro Bowler, and a member of the illustrious 10,000 yards rushing club. You're the only Giant here. What's that about?
Well, it started back with Miss Judy Schumacher, who I met. Actually, her car blocked my car in when I was getting service, and it kind of started there. Uh-huh. And then I met Kenny, her son, in Orlando with some funky luggage. He had the ugliest luggage ever seen in my life. And I wanted to see the people who had the luggage. It happened to be him. And so we started talking. He mentioned this event, and I said, sure, I'll come at the time. And not really knowing who David was until I seen David, because, you know, I'm a Giant and I follow just that much other than. So I got a chance to meet David. It was great meeting him, and I've been coming ever since. I appreciate it. I love being the only Giant here among these Jet players, and it's fun. It's really fun, and they treat me nice here, too.
Yeah, that's good. That's part of it.
Yeah.
So you were chosen by the Cardinals in the first round. Mm-hmm. Can you take me back to draft day? What was your draft story like?
Well, honestly, the way it went, the Giants was picking seventh in the first round, and the week before the draft, Ray Perkins, the head coach at the time, came to visit me at Miami and said that they were drafted seventh in the first round, and they were going to pick me.
Okay.
No doubt about it. We're picking you.
Good. Probably went out and bought all Giants stuff.
I did. Yeah. I had all Giants apparel at my house. Uh-huh. I'm sitting there. Back then, we didn't have ESPN the way we have it now, where everybody go to, you know, they came to my house.
Okay.
So I'm sitting there, and the seventh pick, first round, New York Giants select Phil Sims.
It did.
And the Cardinals was eighth, and they had called me that Sunday and said, we drafted eighth in the first round, and we'd like to have you. I said, I'm not going to be there. I'm going to the Giants, no doubt about it. So, need to say, I ended up back to the Giants 7 years later, but it was a surprise and very exciting, just like it is for all these kids today with all the limelight. You know, I wouldn't have preferred it that way. I preferred the way I had it, kind of low-key, more likely.
All right. And you played, what are your fondest memories of the Giant years?
You know what,
everybody's
going to tell you is the camaraderie that we had in the locker room, watching LT, a guy who basically never lift weights at all, go and dominate football games the way he did. It was kind of unbelievable, but he did do that. Some of the practical jokes, Sims and Hotstetler used to play among each other. And then just being around a bunch of guys who was committed to winning and would go to whatever extreme in order to get it done. So those were exciting me.
And the Whitney Houston, that national anthem is the best of all time, considered. You were there for that. What was that like in person?
Well, we didn't know. See, nobody knew who was singing the national anthem. It was a surprise to all of us. So when she walked out in that in her jumpsuit or either tracksuit or whatever you want to call it, everybody started whispering, "That's Whitney, that's Whitney." It was like a rush of words running down. Everybody was turning, and we were all like, "Oh my God, it is Whitney!" Because, you know, technically, I'd never seen Whitney in person other than I heard who she was. But to see her, and even though she was a far away from me, but just to see her on the field singing, breathtaking. And you're right, never, ever duplicated. Ever.
Will ever be in the future,
no,
ever.
No,
that's funny. You guys were all kind of starstruck on the sideline.
Yeah, we all were. And it gave you a lot more will and energy to really want to go out there and really do the right thing and try to win it, because Whitney's singing at your national anthem.
And she's a Jersey girl.
Yeah, right. So it all fit in what we were trying to accomplish, and thank God it did work out that way.
And you did accomplish it. Yeah. And then, you know, I was at the roast of Bill Parcells like 2 years ago maybe. What are your fondest memories of Coach Bill Parcells?
Well, you know, Bill was the guy that if he liked you, you're one of his guys, and he would treat you that way, and you can count on him, you know, if you need something. He's always there, but you know, Bill was kind of guy that would pull your chain too, you know, practice a joke kind of guy. He used to call me Old Yellow, which was that old dog that played in the movie Old Yellow.
Yeah.
You know, he's kidding me about that, about how Old Yellow was getting old and, you know, and didn't think he could do it anymore. So he used to say that stuff to me all the time, and he used to mention that, you know, Louis Tillman and and other guys were guys waiting to take my position. And then, you know, I don't know if he can do it anymore. He's always said it all the time to me. How do you say that to somebody been in the league freaking 12 years at the time?
Yeah.
He gonna walk by and say, I don't think he can do it, old Yeller. You know that dog by old Yeller won't get off the court. So he kind of do things like that. So it was kind of funny.
Cool. And then, so what are you up to now, nowadays?
Well, I do some stuff for the Giants, some of the, you know, corporate stuff. I'm an ambassador to everybody, put it that way.
Yeah.
If you want to sum up who I am and what I do, I'm an ambassador to everybody.
And how's your golf game?
Golf game not bad. That's not bad.
All right.
Not bad at all.
All right, well, thank you very much.
Thank you.